The IPHC staff is recommending a commercial limit of just under 4.5 million pounds of halibut in Southeast this year. That's a cut of about 28% from 2008. That comes on the heels of a 27% cut last year and a 20% cut the year before. The economic impact has been painful for commercial longliners, and there are mixed opinions within the fleet. Some fishermen are more critical of the methodology that led to the cuts, while some have put more trust in the IPHC scientists supporting the commission's conservation efforts as a difficult but necessary step. One widespread concern, though, among commercial fishing organizations is a call for better management of the guided sport or charter fleet harvest. Julianne Curry is executive director of the Petersburg Vessel Owners Association, which counts many commercial longliners among its membership.
We feel it's very important that every sector is held accountable for their catch and that they're held to their catch limits that they're set. And that's pretty much the most important component in maintaining sustainable fisheries.
The charter fleet has exceeded its guideline harvest level each year since that program was first put in place in 2003 by the North Pacific Fishery Management Council. Curry's organization and many others in the commercial longline sector have called for the implementation of more effective measures to hold the charter fleet to the GHL.
That management target has been set by the North Pacific Fishery Management Council. The IPHC does its best job to do what they can that they have in their parameters to set the catch limits accordingly for the commercial and the sport sector. So we just feel it's extremely important that each sector is held accountable for their catch and each sector is held to their target harvest, and the GHL is their target number. It's what we're all trying to reach, and that's the goal of North Pacific Fishery Management Council. Of course, the IPHC would love to see that number reached. Unfortunately, it just hasn't been.
The estimated charter industry harvest ultimately affects the IPHC's staff recommendations for commercial fishery catch limits. Commercial longline groups want the commission staff to evaluate management options to control the Southeast charter harvest. This year's commercial catch recommendations assume a charter fleet GHL of 788,000 pounds in Southeast. But last year, Alaska Fish and Game estimated that guided anglers on charter boats actually landed over 1.9 million pounds, more than twice as much as the charter GHL for that year. Some charter industry representatives see the overage as evidence that the GHL numbers were flawed from the beginning. Instead, they say the commission should be using the state's estimates for guided angler catches. In the case of Southeast Alaska this year, that would mean additional reductions for the commercial fleet. Earl Comstock is counsel to the Charter Halibut Task Force, a group advocating for the guided sport industry.
Well, our point really is that if you're going to use the best available estimates, which is what the commission has historically done, and frankly every other respectable fishery management agency does, then you would use those in figuring out what is the available amount of fish to be harvested by the commercial sector.
The Southeast charter fleet is also facing the possibility of a substantial cut in the amount of fish its clients are allowed to land this year. To keep the fleet within its GHL, the National Marine Fisheries Service has, for the second time, proposed a 50% reduction in guided anglers' daily bag limits in Southeast. But Comstock points out that the proposed rule is not a done deal for guided anglers.
It's the number of guided anglers that drives the size of the catch by guided anglers. It's not the number of charter operators or anything else. It's people who come to Alaska to go fishing. And right now the law says that those people are allowed to take two fish, one of any size and one 32 inches or under. And that is the current state of the law, and unless and until that's changed, it's a mistake for an agency to substitute in some other number that they're basically pulling out of a hat.
Charter industry groups successfully defeated a NIMS proposal for a one-fish daily limit in court last season. The year before, the U.S. Commerce and State Departments rejected a similar regulation passed by the Halibut Commission, but NIMS did subsequently implement a size restriction for one of the two fish charter clients are allowed to keep. The debate between the charter fishing and commercial longline industries is one of many complex and controversial issues playing out at this week's meeting of the International Pacific Halibut Commission in Vancouver, British Columbia. The meeting continues through Friday morning when the commission's expected to announce its decision on commercial catch limits for 2009. In Petersburg, I'm Matt Lichtenstein.